Yeah, we just turn around and let her go, and that's all there is to it. My nice little secretary here.
My son tried to use one of those. He was writing a book. And he thought he could do that, and then his wife could type it up while he was gone, but she never could make sense out of what he was saying.
The easy way turned out to be the hard way, huh?
It really did. They had quite a time with it.
You taught school here in the early days, didn't you?
Yes.
Where did you get your education?
At OU.
Oh.
What little I had.
Over in the big city of Norman, huh?
Yes, I expect there was at least 500 people over there at that time.
Is that right? When was this?
Well, let's see. I believe I was over there in 2 and 3 and 4. And I had, I taught my first school when I just finished country grade school. Normally we didn't have grade school at then.
Hmm.
But I got a teacher's certificate when I was not quite. I was 15 when I got my teacher's certificate, and I got a job teaching in a ranch home south of what is now Tuttle. And I stayed there with them that winter, and then I went to school. And we are 89ers. My parents came. We can't start it in on the run, but we didn't get the farm where we homesteaded till later, because my father decided that he didn't have any business with a wagon and family and furniture and what have you in that run, so he pulled out. We were in. That is my mingling.
What did your father do? What was his?
Well, he was a farmer. Farmed all of his life here. He worked, well, when he came to this country, he was from Scotland. He and my mother both, they came from Aberdeen, Scotland to America, and he came to Missouri to Independence, Missouri. It was called Blue Springs then, I believe, with a man who had gone to Scotland to import the Angus cattle. They had found that the Angus cattle would breed with the shorthorn cattle we had, you know, in the United States at that time, and would be polled cattle. So
even
they,
at that time, they discovered that.
Yeah, that was amongst the first that was brought over. But this man, I believe his name was Matthews, I believe, A.B. Matthews, I believe. I've done a little research on that because we've had some discussions about it in recent years. And many people claiming that they were the first ones over, and I knew about the time my parents came and about that. So we had, I've been looking up some of the things, and there was a write-up not too awfully long ago, I guess 10, 12 years, maybe 15 years ago, the Country Gentleman, before it went out of existence, wrote up quite an article about that. And it seems that my people, my father's people, were the people who originated that breed in Scotland, and they were knighted and made Sir so-and-so. And so it's kind of interesting to go clear back.
Yes,
you know, my father was a son of a younger son, of course, that didn't inherit anything or anything, so. But they knew he didn't know about the cattle, and that was the reason he was hired to come. And for 5 years he worked for that man and fitted the cattle for show cattle and traveled about over the United States and showed the cattle. So it is a kind